Sometimes your leader doesn't always have to be your best player, but it always does help, Tim, when your best player turns into being one of your biggest leaders.
Well, let's go back across the street inside Camp Randall Stadium where Mike Heller is standing by with one Hunter Wohler.
Chance to visit with Hunter Wohler. We talked last week at the end of the game at Washington State and waiting on turnovers. And I think the mantra always in football, you get one, they're going to come, and they came in bunches today.
They absolutely did, and we needed it, you know, for the confidence to give the ball back to the offense and to flip the momentum. You know, that changes games, and obviously it changed the game in a huge way today. So now we just need to keep that rolling.
In the second half, but when you got to halftime, they had thrown the ball 37 times. It's a 7-7 game at the half. They score on that quick drive to open the second. What changed? What flipped? What was different from that point on? You outscore them 28-0 and turn them over on every possession.
I mean, nothing changed, to be honest with you. Nothing changed. We kept the same mindset. You know, we know that, you know, we have a whole second half to finish, and we go out there, we do our job, we're going to win the game. And we go out there and execute and have good eyes, good eye discipline, and fly around like we were doing the first half. You know, things were going to come our way.
Not just about the defense, but about the team as you're a leader. When that switched, when you're down 14-7, the offense answers, you guys answer with turnover after turnover. That can, in the moment, that can flip around what you're all doing, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, like I said before, turnovers change the momentum of a game. And when we can create a turnover, our offense go down and score, we can create another one. You know, that's a big swing. You know, that's 14, 20, however many points. That's a huge swing. And so as a defense, our job is to do whatever we can to get the ball back to the offense. And we were able to do that today, and obviously it helped us out a bunch.
Give me a sense of what the attitude was coming out of the locker room in a 7-7 game going out for that next 30 minutes.
The attitude was that, you know, this is fun. Like, this is why we play the game. We don't want to be up 35-0 at half. Like, that's not fun. You want to go out there and compete. You want to play best against the best. You know, you don't – it's – it makes the game a lot more enjoyable. And so, you know, we love the challenge. We love the opportunity to finish a game and close it out. And we did that today.
It's a short week. You get to celebrate, own this one, enjoy this one on an early game. But now everything else from here on out is Big Ten play and quick one on Friday night at Purdue.
Yeah, we're gonna have to turn it around real quick. You know, rest tonight. A little bit of rest tomorrow, but this week's going to come fast, and we'll be ready for it. We'll definitely be ready for it. You know, I can't wait.
Very good. Hunter, thank you. Back to you guys.
After the game today, Hunter led the way today in defense, Billy. 6 solos, 4 assists, had 10 tackles, and did he have a pick today?
He had a pair.
Oh, that's right. He had two picks today.
Yeah, he had a pair.
Had two picks. You're right. Yeah.
And that diving high point one in the corner of the end zone. It's one of the most spectacular.
There was so many, I forgot.
Yeah, well, it's hard. I mean, when they give you a six-pack of turnovers, yeah. 5 of which through the air. And I'm going to defend my friend Matt LePay for a quick second because he is so right about Davis Brent. Everything other than 5 turnovers or 6 turnovers, 5 of which came inside of Wisconsin territory, mm-hmm. that dude delivered the goods all day long. I mean, there were guys running open in that Georgia Southern, in the Badger secondary for Georgia Southern, but he was putting the ball on guys. I mean, really tight window throws until you couldn't make the tight window throw and gave it right back to you. So opportunistic is also a word here that if he's going to give you opportunities, it's your job to make sure you squeeze them.
Well, we talk about our slow starts today. Western Michigan playing in Iowa City. They have just scored. It's early first quarter. I think their second possession of the game. But they go deep, and they lead Iowa now 7-0. So it's, you know what, it's just a tough place to play. We need to pause 10 seconds for station identification for our Badger Radio affiliates. 10 for an ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Football. A couple of things on the text line. Billy, 414-799-1973. CJ says a really good watch for Bucky later in the fall with will be this Minnesota UNC film. CJ4 is going to be
Yeah, for sure.
Time.
Minnesota taking on.
I'm trying to cipher through this this text.
Yeah, it's a little bit difficult. Yes. I can only imagine that it's kind of hitting bullet points.
Yeah.
With Minnesota going to North Carolina here, and still a little bit of a similar offense being run there at UNC, the one that Phil Longo just left. But look around the rest of the Big Ten, boss. I mean, you just mentioned it with Iowa. Nobody has looked like a finished product yet. Nor should you. Nor do you have to at this moment. It's paramount, though, now that getting into Big Ten play, and as Hunter mentioned there, this week's going to get on you quick. Quickly, you're going to already be up on the plane flying over to West Lafayette, and you're going to have maybe not your A game, but you're going to have to be the team that we see come out of the halftime locker room for the last three nights. You're going to have to see that for 3 to 4 quarters.
If there's a threat of consistency with this team through the first 3 weeks of the season, is that for whatever reason, they're able to find, I'll use a wrestling term, the intestinal fortitude.
Sure.
In that third quarter to turn it on. They got plenty of fight. It's just that there's been, again, call me a homer if you will, but there's so many changes on both sides of the ball. And some of their playmakers from a year ago are not there.
Yeah.
It's going to take time.
The frustrating one today, and this is something that takes time, but now time is starting to come up, that we can't have procedural penalties, right?
No, you can't. There was
lining up into the backfield for Jack Nelson. Maybe he was watching Juwan Taylor a little bit too much with the Kansas City Chiefs. You got to be able to know that, and I think it was one on a 4th and 1 where the Badgers are trying to grab some momentum. They're trying to snag it right back, and you line up with too many men into the backfield. You don't convert the 4th and 1, and then you got to punt it away.
You played that position, the offensive line, in college. He had a rough week last week, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Had some rough spots today. I know you spend most of the majority of time watching offensive line play. Is it one of those things where maybe his confidence has been shaken a little bit?
Yeah, I think Jack even mentioned it a little bit, that he had lost his poise.
Because it just seems, the last 2 weeks seems out of character for him, doesn't it, or is it just me?
A little bit, doubt about it. And a guy that's played a lot of football, you anticipate being able to weather more of the storm than maybe he's shown so far. But we'll see a lot of adversity throughout the season, maybe a little bit more through the first 3 weeks than you anticipated, especially with two bye games. B-U-Y games coming in here, and don't get it twisted. Georgia Southern made, let's think about it this way. You give some money over, right? You want to get everything you can out of a purchase.
Right.
Badgers got what they paid for today. They get really, really good coaching film because there's a lot to correct going into on a short week. But you also walk out of it with a 21-point victory and some confidence late in the game that you can roll with, hopefully, into Big Ten play.
I think one of the things that fans will say, though, Billy, is that, listen, okay, it's Georgia Southern. These are fans saying this. Now, you and I and, you know, Matt and others, and you talked about it, too, on your show that you do. You warned us all week long, this is a 2-0 team. Okay, Georgia Southern, and this is a team that put Scott Frost out of business last year in Nebraska.
Yep.
So they came in here. And again, they led 14-7 going into the third quarter. I mean, they scored their first possession in that third quarter. So you're right, there's a lot of things on film. But for me, my concern with this is that I don't know if you can pull this off if you roll the same way next week against Purdue playing in West Lafayette.
Oh, you're going to absolutely have to play better, no doubt about it.
And, well, you got, for whatever reason, they have got to get going faster.
Yeah, and I like Texter mentioned Skylar Bell. He said 11 seems to be Phil's drive starter, and Skylar Bell was a real source of energy for them offensively. And it goes without saying in many a time, but with this offense in particular, you really have to get that first positive yards. You got to get positive yards on first down. You got to get that first down to start being able to go on up tempo, have the defense feel you a little bit more, and understand that the pressure is starting to mount, right? Now it's on. And the more and more that you're up onto the line of scrimmage, snapping the ball at 22 seconds left on the play clock, that's when the momentum can really start changing. Mike Heller mentioned it to me during the halftime spot that we do, and he said the mojo, the momentum, the feel right now in the stadium is eerie.
Right.
I just mentioned it that this team, and Matt mentioned it as well, They've struggled to be able to contain momentum. If it goes on to the other side, let's control it like you were unable to do in the first half last week in Pullman. This week, once you started to get some momentum, it struggled to be able to keep it all on the sideline. Luckily, Brynn and company on the other side, the Eagles, gave you plenty of more momentum-changing plays like picks and fumbles inside their
own. That being said, guess what? We won today.
Won the game and covered.
Well, they won today, not we. Well,
hey, listen.
We're all in this together, right?
You better believe it. And yeah. Good teams win, great teams cover. I don't necessarily know if this is a great team yet, but I know they did the second part today.
Yeah, he's a happy guy. 35-14, the final from the camp. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll go back inside the locker room with Mike Heller. You can hit us up, too, with your thoughts. You can text them to us at 414-799-1973. Also, you can hit us up on Twitter. I'm at Badger Postgame, and Billy's at Bill Schmidt Radio. Stay with us. The Postgame Show continues in a bit, brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets and a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Shop the Pig. You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter,
the defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Hey, Mats, Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mats Pizza. You know, there are very few things in life worth waiting for.
Pizza's done.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm starving. I've been waiting.
I wouldn't do that. It's going to be really...
It's so hot. It's burning my mouth.
A Brewpub Lots of Mats Pizza is, it's the epitome of delayed gratification. So when your Brewpub pizza is done and the temptation to dive right in due to the deliciousness of every bite overwhelms you, step back, give it time, and know it's worth the wait. Brewpub Lots of Mats Pizza is available in your local grocery store.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FavitCatt.com or call your local David Catt store for more information. David Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Some other finals in the Big Ten today. Penn State beat Illinois 30-13. Louisville over Indiana today, Billy, by a score of 21-14. And the one we care about the most, Wisconsin over Georgia Southern today, 35-14. So let's go back and welcome back to the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Tim Scott, Bill Schmidt inside the set at Union South. This is the place to be. Win or lose.
Oh, you better believe it, man.
Ben was here earlier today.
And kudos to the Georgia State fans that are hanging on out here inside the set, or Georgia Southern fans inside the set. They showed on out. They wore their blue. They were out a little earlier today because I think the time change allowed them to be a little bit more awake for the 11.
All right, so if you're Georgia Southern, okay, a fan, and you're coming all the way up to watch the game today.
Uh-huh.
And I'm bringing this up because I experienced this with them today. A woman was standing next to me. We were watching the band playing in front here at Union South. And she had a beer in her hand. A bottle, no less.
Okay.
You want to guess what the brand was?
Natty Light.
No. That was KB downstairs.
Oh, that was
but no, it's true. The reason I bring it up is because when you think of Wisconsin, outside of course, Miller Light.
Sure.
So what do you think? I mean,
drinking a Liney's? Is that what you're asking?
Spotted cow.
Okay, yep, good one.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Listen, smart people. They were coming on in here and enjoying, and I did find it funny.
But I told her she should go try our sponsor brand beers because they're far better than that one.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And then somebody immediately in the section over to you said, Spotted Cow is not even their best one that they make at New Glarus. But we'll keep that for the other one. The more and more, as I was walking on over here, there was a crew of younger guys that I would assume were students or new alumni of Georgia Southern. And they were all frustrated because they thought they had already cashed that plus 21. They came on up here to enjoy, and they gave their fans and they gave the Badger fans a good 3-plus hours of entertainment here today, because even though you walk out of here with a 21-point victory, all's good in the neighborhood, all's well that ends well, there were obviously some tenuous moments and some good ones for the folks in blue here today.
So let's go back in time. Third quarter, it's early. Badgers have scored on a Braylon Allen short touchdown run. They tie the game at 14-14 after Georgia Southern scored early in the quarter and led 14-7. We're looking at each other going, okay, this is going to be a fun postgame show. And then Wisconsin kicks it out of bounds on the ensuing kickoff after tying the score. So now Georgia Southern gets it at the 35. Badger defense digs in, 3rd and 5 at the 40. Thompson with the tip. And CJ gets the pick. And here's the funny part about this. About maybe 3 minutes, 4 minutes before that, Billy turns to me and goes, have you seen CJ Getz today? Is he here?
Just wondering if he showed up, if he was on the field.
So, you know, apparently whomever is kind of having an off day, you do that, you can motivate their play. Speaking of CJ Getz, let's go back across the street. Mike Heller is standing by with one CJ Getz, guys.
Talking to CJ Getz, and listen, turnovers are hard to explain. You don't understand how and why they happen. You just continue to do the things you do, but today they came in bunches.
Yeah, they did. You know, Coach Trestle talked about it. He's like, you know, turnovers, you know, they come in bunches. Like, don't be disappointed. There are a lot of opportunities against Washington State that, you know, it didn't go our way, but I felt like today, you know, we took advantage of it and we made it happen.
A lot of times we talk about, maybe we do it too much, talk about adjustments made at a halftime. They had thrown the ball 37 times in the first half.
Yeah.
You did get a couple of turnovers, but the second half changed. What was it? What did you sense?
I think that, you know, just the way that we train, you know, the whole moral is, you know, finishing everything. And I feel like we came out there with, you know, energy and juice and, you know, really finished that game.
A week ago, the conversation about finishing,
yep.
You had a chance to finish, didn't get all the way home. This finish is better. The start probably still has a little something to be wanting for, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we still haven't played, you know, a perfect first and second half this season. And I think, you know, keep on practicing and improving and, you know, our time will come.
The interception, is it your, I think it's your first?
Is it?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right. So walk me through that moment and like what the recollection is even now.
Yeah. So they were running and it looked like a 5-yard out and I jumped the route and then I saw that I think it was James deflected it and then I had to run forward and catch it low. But yeah, I think either way, I think I would have probably picked that one off.
So what happens in those situations? Any chance you get the ball? Or, I mean, how does that work?
No, guy gives back the ball. Yeah. Yeah.
You guys got a bunch of them. You know, you get one. Waller gets one on the back end. I believe it's 4 straight, maybe 5 straight possessions that you get a turnover. I mean, that swung the entire game because you're down 14-7 on that initial drive of the second half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was, you know, a huge swing. And then our offense, you know, was able to get the running game going. And momentum just changed our way then.
CJ, last one. And that is you played the 3 non-conference games. It's right after you play – this one.
Yep.
But it's a short turnaround for Purdue. Where are you, and what's the anticipation of now all Big Ten play?
Yeah, I mean, Big Ten, especially Big Ten West football, is a different kind of football. You know, it's a different kind of physicality. You know, starting with practice, we're going to have to just practice that. It's a lot different offenses that we've seen these first three games, you know, when you play against an Iowa, you know, Minnesota. So I think the biggest thing is just, you know, keep on attacking the day and be able to play a full football game.
I said that was the last one. This is. So I believe, I mean, I'll have to check the book, but I don't think there's any return yardage on the pick. Am I right?
Yeah, I don't think there's any return yardage on that one, no.
Very good. Thanks, CJ. Appreciate it. Back to you.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Come on, Mike.
And here's the thing, too.
What are we trolling my man for? If he would have caught it, he would have housed it.
One big man sticking up for another big man. I love it. I do. So here's the thing. When you do that, you want to have points off of turnovers, right? CJ couldn't take it to the house, but you get the ball at the 40, you get driving a little bit, and you put together a six-play, 40-yard drive that ended this way.
Bell slot left, loops in motion to the right from the 18 of Georgia Southern. Mordecai back to throw, looking, pulls it down. He'll run it, Tanner to the 15, to the 10, cutting left to the 5. Mordecai to the end zone, touchdown Wisconsin. Tanner Mordecai pulls it down and takes it in as the Badgers take the lead midway through the third quarter.
That is our energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. The beauty of that to me is that there was a high snap. He had to go up and get it.
Yep.
And then you played. Was it a busted play?
Maybe not as much. It's off to the right side. Got to tuck that bad boy down under and run. When you're in, I always like to say that the quarterback should be able to catch anything. But
right.
It is one of those moments that a sixth-year senior makes look a little bit easier than not picking on one of the young men, but a Braden Locke or Miles Burkett would, because it's some of their first game action.
Right.
You get in here, Tanner Mordecai's seen a lot of bad snaps. He's probably botched a couple.
Right.
He's able to calm down, take a breath, and find something positive out of it, find some running room. And on that scamper, man, when he's racing towards the pylon, you really start realizing he is a little bit quicker and more fleet of foot than you would have anticipated.
Well, we saw that on display last week, and when he took off, I'm like, he's going to score. Because you're right. I mean, he's deceptively fast.
Yeah, and he's very decisive into where he's going to go, right? He picks his spot, and he's going to try to go hit a landmark. I understand that there are people that were anticipating Tanner to come in here, and maybe this is just naive of all of us, but there's still a little Russell Wilson hangover when you get a star grad transfer quarterback, right? You expect somebody to come in here and really set the world on fire. Has Tanner been the best player in college football? Has he been a Heisman Trophy candidate through 3 weeks? No. But what he's done is he's made big plays when the team has needed him, and I think that's important for somebody in his position, especially for the leader that he's got to be on that offense.
All right, it's young. We're only three games into the season, but I'm going to ask you a somewhat heavy question, okay? Is the quarterback play through the first three games of the season this year better than the quarterback play last year?
Yeah. Yeah,
Because my answer is a quick yes.
Yeah, I would say so. And it's, I think it's different, right? And to take something that CJ said in the interview with Mike, is it's such a different looking offense than what you see generally in Big Ten West football. Now, it's an offense that I think we've kind of seen over the last couple of weeks. Buffalo runs something somewhat similar. Obviously, in Pullman, they're running some run and shoot today. Air raid version with Clay Helton and company at Georgia Southern. But you're going to get into so many 2-3 tight end looks. You're going to get into 65-70% under center for the next 9 weeks. That's something that's going to make them different. And it could be, I'm not saying for sure, but it could be difficult for other teams to game plan if it does look as different as it does to the rest of the division.
So I'm looking at the talking text line here quick before we go to break. I was going to clean it up. And I'm reading the text in from Brad in Sheboygan.
All right, Brad.
And I want to share this because I think what he's saying sums up what's in the mind of many Badger fans today. He says, I've been very underwhelmed so far with this new coaching staff. Well, maybe that not speaks to the majority. But he says, I'm also not going to overreact. One thing that concerns me is turnovers and penalties. I know today they were plus five or plus six in the turnover margin, but the prior 2 weeks were obviously not good. Self-inflicted mistakes caused by penalties has also been a problem in all three games so far. One thing that Wisconsin teams have done my entire life is not beat themselves.
Yeah, that's a good point. A very good point. And to Brad's case, a lot of holds, illegal formation.
Yeah.
Like the easy stuff. And in the midst of the game, you're going to have action penalties, right? You're going to have holds. You're going to have face masks. But lining up, especially on fourth and one, that's got to be the easy stuff. That's got to be the layups. And that you haven't seen. But to the point as well that he's making, saying I'm not going to overreact, you do have to give you got to give that time to breathe. That being said, there's no more time now to breathe. Now you're getting into Big Ten play, and the time for adjustment periods is starting to come to an end.
One more real quick from the 608 at 414-799-1973. Said, fellas, the transfers have helped too. Get better every week. That's the goal. We didn't expect Barry Ball in his first year. Luke Fickell knows what he's doing. Listen, it takes time.
It does.
And we've talked about that all the time.
Yeah.
It just takes time. Fans don't have time because they want to go now. But you and I both know it takes time.
They want to go now. They want to see C.J. Williams catching two touchdowns down the sideline. They want to see Bryson Green all over the place. And these guys that you heard about through the midst there. But Skylar Bell, Chimray DK, Braylon Allen, Ches Malusi, the guys that were here last year were the ones you leaned on in money time again today.
Well, they leaned on a lot in the second half. The Badgers, again, trailed early third quarter 14-7. They rally, and they put them away 35-14 is your final, and improve the record through three at 2-1. Stay with us. Some final thoughts as we continue from inside the set at Union South. The local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. And this is Badger Football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
I've got a hot tip for you if you want to refresh your home for fall and save on it all. Get to Kohl's right now. I just shopped their limited time home deals, and not only did I save an extra 15%, I also got a great deal on a Ninja Blender, an entire cookware set for under 60 bucks, and so much more. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So what are you waiting for? Get your home refresh done and set for fall fun. Get to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end September 17th. 15% off end September 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. You know, there are very few things in life worth waiting for.
Pizza's done.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm starving. I've been waiting.
I wouldn't do that. It's going to be really...
It's so hot, it's burning my mouth.
A Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza is, it's the epitome of delayed gratification. So when your Brewpub pizza is done and the temptation to dive right in due to the deliciousness of every bite overwhelms you, step back, give it time, and know it's worth the wait. Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza is available in your local grocery store.
Badger football fans, great tackling can happen off the gridiron too. Rough trail ahead, tough to-do lists. In a Chevy truck, you can tackle any challenge that comes your way. There's Silverado, a legend in strength, capability, and technology. Or Colorado, with a durable, fully boxed frame and powerful engine choices to help you work smarter and play harder. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
Welcome back to the Ford Postgame Show, brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, Tim Scott and Bill Schmidt, inside the set at Union South, celebrating a Badger victory, knocking off Georgia Southern today, 35-14. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, Billy, Duke now leads Northwestern 17-0, nine nice. Minutes left in the second quarter. We mentioned Western Michigan. They have a 7-0 lead in Iowa City against the Hawkeyes, but that game has been delayed because of lightning in the area. Rutgers leads Virginia Tech 7-3. How about this? North Carolina at home now leads Minnesota by a score of 14-0. Ohio State leads Western Kentucky 7-0. Games a bit later today, Washington at Michigan State. Northern Illinois playing at Nebraska. Under the lights tonight, Bowling Green is at Michigan. Syracuse plays at Purdue. And a couple of finals from today. Penn State beat Illinois 30-13. Louisville over Indiana by a score of 21-14.
It was Penn State late in that game, kind of breaking away and following a little bit of a Wisconsin Badger mold and playing some of their best ball into the second half. On the talking text line, boss, Scott and Aaron had so far haven't been very impressed with the air raid offense. It would seem to me, from a recruiting perspective, players would gravitate towards college teams that play a pro style offense so that they have experience to stand out towards pro scouts. A very interesting case, because I think from a recruiting standpoint, many people anticipated throwing the football would put you in a better position to recruit higher level skill players, wide receivers, quarterbacks, etc., where the league and where the sport seems to be going. I kind of get what Scott's saying. However, the data, the proof is kind of in the pudding, that mostly they're still coming from offenses that are putting the ball on up, and high productivity is what's getting in there. But more than anything, Tim, there are people that are just not as necessarily impressed early. And that instant gratification, my age demographic is a part of the problem here, right? The instant gratification generation. We want things now. We got Amazon Prime. We got cell phones. We want it all right now. It is going to take a little bit of time. And I do think that the running game is part of the biggest reason why. Once you start leaning in on that a little bit more, being who you are, they're going to be able to take advantage.
You left off the best part.
Oh,
the last line.
I did leave off this one.
This is where I was going to go.
This program is nowhere near Ohio State, Michigan, or Penn State. So Penn State, who was struggling to beat Illinois this week, or, you know, like the great Georgia or Alabama,
yes,
who are both currently losing in the second quarter. Alabama trailing South Florida.
Scott and Aaron,
right,
I'm sure
now
you're a great human being.
Yeah.
Today, you drive me nuts. You're driving me nuts, okay? You win 35-14. I understand it's 7-7 at half and it's 14-7. But give this some time.
Yeah.
My God, man. I mean, look at what they were able to do in the transfer portal.
Sure.
Again, we'll see if recruits pan out. But if you looked at what they have coming in 24, what they have coming in 25, it's been documented. There's a great piece in The Athletic that Jesse Temple wrote this summer about how recruiting had waned the last couple of years. You have to understand, now the NIL and the transfer portal can speed up that process, but they haven't really recruited kids well in the last, 4 years?
Yeah.
It's going to take time.
The majority of this roster, Tim, is all the same.
Yes. And then to lay out, well, it's nowhere near Michigan State. Ohio State, or not Michigan, I'm sorry, not Michigan State. Penn State, Michigan, or Ohio State. Scott, I'm going to keep that, all right? I'm going to hold that receipt, right? Because in a couple of years, if you and Andrew or whomever's doing this postgame show, and you're doing it from a college football playoff game, Scott and Aaron, I don't want you. Heller uses a red card on his show,
yep,
or a yellow card.
Yep. Throw one at him.
Dock him.
right now.
Throw in a early on yellow
Come
card.
Come on, Scott. Well, be better.
Tim, to that point, and I understand, again, it's the instant gratification part of it. But Ben Wargle did on our local pregame earlier on today. He's all over recruiting, right? And it's one of his specialties.
That's his wheelhouse.
It's his specialty, yeah. Right? And he mentioned that look at what in 2024's class already looks like. Right now, if it ended today, it'd be a top 20 class in the country. Badgers haven't had a whole lot of top 20 classes over the last decade and a half. So yes. You're going to need some time here. And this is... I love what Deion Sanders and say, well, I mean, he flipped the entire roster, and now they're the talk of college football. There's only kind of one guy that can do it that way.
Yes.
That's not going to be how people start building their teams. And Luke Fickell has mentioned it even while they're bringing in Tanner Mordecai. They're bringing in C.J. Williams. They're bringing in Bryson Green. They're bringing in all these guys. He said, I still want to be a developmental program. I still want to be predicated upon guys getting better, being here for 4 to 5 years. That's who and that's how Sauce Gardner came out of Cincinnati and went into the NFL to be the defensive player, the rookie of the year. Desmond Ridder goes on to be a third round pick, and he's going to start against the Green Bay Packers tomorrow with the Atlanta Falcons. Those are developmental guys. They're not dudes that come on in here for 19 games.
Someone shot this in. Different scenario, obviously. But Fickell's first season at Cincinnati, he was 4-8. How'd that work out in the end?
Yeah, works out pretty well, right?
It's Cincinnati. And what he did at Cincinnati was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and again, getting it that team into the playoffs when there was only four teams,
yeah.
You could argue that's one of the greatest coaching jobs in the history of the game.
It's one of the reasons why he was the most sought after
guy.
Coaching candidate around.
Right. So deep breaths, everybody.
And to Dustin, who said, why are you guys so mean to the Texters? I usually get chastised for being a little bit coarse to Texters. Listen, Dustin, I'm a big fan of yours. Big fan of you and your family. I am going to be mean to the people on the text line because a lot of times they like to be mean back.
I'm Scott. Like I said, Scott's, I'm sure, a great guy.
A fantastic human being.
But Scott, come on, man.
Come on, Scott.
You got to be better.
We're going to be better. Scott and Aaron is going to have a big second half of this show. He is going to really turn it on.
So what you're saying is at the second quarter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we're getting into the second half. We're going to come out of the locker room.
Start slow in the first half.
We're going to gain a whole lot of momentum.
So like week 7 or 8, when the Badgers are, I don't know, 5-1, 6-1.
But, love that.
Then Scott will turn it on.
Then he'll really start kicking it into gear. Come, you know, maybe Ohio State when they roll on in here October 28th.
35-14. The Badgers won pretty, but they got it done, and that's the most important thing. More of our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show is coming up. And this is Badger Football from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Badgers for when Camp Randall comes alive again this fall. Now is your chance to be there when Coach Fickell and the team takes the field this season. Don't wait. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof, a 3-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, or you can't drive high. You can run, or you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Some numbers to chew on the ride home tonight, Billy. Badgers racked up 244 passing yards and 207 rushing yards. They surpassed the 200-yard threshold in both categories for the first time this season. So they're getting better. Badgers are now 10-0 over the last 3 years when Malusi and Allen both run for over 50 yards. Badgers, this is the one that sticks out to me. Get this. The Badgers were a perfect 5-for-5 scoring touchdowns in the red zone today. On the season, 12 trips to the red zone. The Badgers have scored in every one of them. 9 tutties and 3 field goals. 12 for 12 in the red zone this season.
I got to say, kudos to Braylon Allen fighting through some stuff today. And also answering the bell after going in, talking to the coach, having a conversation, trying to find himself a path onto the field and make an impact. Get the ball in your hands in that second half and do what you do.
Next week, Big Ten opener, under the lights, prime time. In West Lafayette against Purdue. They will play later tonight against Syracuse at home. Let's talk about that. First of all, you're not going to be here next week.
I will not be here for the Friday night spectacular. I apologize.
Okay.
I am trying to see if our Arrowhead Warhawks can take down the state runner-ups last year from the
prior commitment, which we understand. Yeah. All right, so give me your views then on this game coming up on Friday.
I think it's a great test for this standpoint. Both teams coming in with first-year head coaches. Now, Purdue flips their defensive coordinator into the head coaching spot when Brom leaves to go back to Louisville.
He came from Illinois. He was Brett's guy.
So to find some traction, both teams, I think, are kind of starting from zero. And if you're looking at Purdue, I mean, they lost a ton of production last year with Aiden O'Connell. So they're trying to find themselves a little bit. West Lafayette, though, you've been there a couple of times. It just seems like weird stuff happens in Purdue. So you're going to have to be able to weather the storm. And that gives me some confidence because that's what the Badgers have done into and out of the halftime break the last couple of weeks.
Well, the Badgers will enter West Lafayette in Big Ten play with a record of 2-1. What's up?
They're just interesting.
Yeah. They better.
Somebody's got control of the remote here.
They need to change. Okay. All right. This is a.
Somebody's got control of the remote in here.
Yeah. That's moving right along.
Andrew, get off paper.
Badgers win today. My goodness. By a score of 35-14, improving to 2-1 the season. Next week they play in West Lafayette in the Big Ten opener against Purdue. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties. That's a first for me. Of Learfield under the, at least they didn't hit the enter button.
Right, no kidding.
Property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Fans, we will go for a bit longer tonight in Madison on the flagship 1310 WIBA. In Milwaukee, 97.3 The Game on the FM dial, plus, of course, worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. So alongside Bill Schmidt, I'm Tim Scott, reminding you to join us next Saturday. Mike Keller will get, or next Friday, I should say. Mike Keller will get things underway at 4, kickoff just after 6, when the Badgers take on Purdue in the Big Ten opener. Once again, we go home happy tonight. The Badgers knock off today and get a win by a score of 35-14. This is the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favit Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.